And we are very pleased, as we always do on Mondays, to bring in Chris Mortensen. And Mort, we want you to say hello to the very, very popular afternoon host here on ESPN Radio 1250, Mark Madden, everybody. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys, what's going on, Mort?
Hey, Mark.
Seems like I talk to you on the radio every day. You were on my show the other night. Great hearing from you again.
That's right.
Hey, Mort, I know obviously we're in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about Pittsburgh, but we're going to have to start with you every single time until this is taken care of. Kansas City in the quarterback situation. Now, again, St. Louis saying there's too much involved in the trade. Nobody wants to give up what they want to give up. Dick Vermeil all bummed out in Kansas City because he can't get Trent Green. They're certainly not starting the season with Todd Collins. What is going to happen?
Well, you know, it's more than just the draft picks, I think, in terms of what Kansas City is not willing to give up. It's the emotions that are still lingering from the Dick Vermeil going from out of retirement to Kansas City. The Rams bitter, the Chiefs, I mean, Dick Vermeil bitter that he had to pay back $500,000 if the Chiefs had to give a second-round pick. I know just when visiting with Dick a week and a half ago, that's the way he feels. So I think that's more in the way than anything else. It'll be interesting to see if on the eve of the draft they can work through those feelings. I don't think they're going to be able to do it, and I really believe that if it's Trent Green or Trent Dilfer, I mean, I think that Trent Dilfer has actually moved up the ladder. Steve Berline was in there last week.
Right.
But, you know, he's had a lot of surgeries the past 2 years. I think that bothers Dick. And then the other thing that's going on, Brian Griese. Brian Griese is a restricted free agent, and the Chiefs are trying to get him in for a visit. Greasy's having talks with the Broncos. I think he's a little bit intimidated by Mike Shanahan's reaction if he engages the Chiefs too intensely. And the other thing is that to sign Brian Griese, they're going to have to give up the same first and third round picks
right.
that it would take to get Trent Green. So who do you want? I mean, if it was Brian Griese, fine, but we know that Dick Vermeil wants Trent Green. If it's not Trent Green, I think it's going to end up being Dilfer.
We're going to get into the Cordell Stewart stuff, which I know Mark is very much involved in just a moment. But we also today are signing on a new station in Washington, D.C. We welcome everybody on Sports Talk 980 there in Washington. And tomorrow we'll have a little more of a Washington-flavored show. But just a quick thought on what's going on with the Redskins right now, Mort. Obviously, the salary cap is not their friend.
No, but Marty knew that when he took the job, and they have no guards and no receivers, and you know, Marty's trying to paint a bright picture. I mean, he now loves Jeff George, whereas when he was in Kansas City, he didn't want anything to do with him, but that's politics in Washington, the nation's capital. But I think that Marty, you know, Marty's got a track record. This is not a bad team he's inheriting. Yes, they've lost some people, but, you know, they've got some outstanding players. They've actually had some very good drafts in the recent years. And I think that Marty will certainly get his message to Jeff George in terms of how he wants his football team to be conducted from the quarterback perspective. And you know, this is an important draft for them as well. They've got, I mean, they've had, I think, two straight good drafts right now, and I think another good draft would really go a long way for them to overcome what's happened with the salary cap.
All right, Mort, and Mark, we'll ask you to get involved in this as well. I obviously, there's a whole, I don't know if we want to call it controversy, but a little thing that went on with something you wrote or reported on Cordell Stewart that sort of became something a little bigger than any of us anticipated, Mort.
Well, yeah, it was pretty interesting. I did write something for .com, basically to follow up on trying to find out why Cordell Stewart has not shown his face in Pittsburgh. You know, not for – listen, they've got a new offensive coordinator. They've got a new quarterback coach in Tom Clements. And Cordell hasn't been there. They started their off-season conditioning program last week. Cordell wasn't there. Now, in doing this, I came up with a lot of answers. One is, you know, Cordell is still a little bit – steamed at Coach Cowher, you know, but those things have dissipated. He certainly doesn't want to be traded. He would have requested that a month ago. I talked to one source who said he's really struggling with it. Another source close to Cordell says, no, he will be there Monday, meaning today, that he was on a golf vacation last week. And I thought that was interesting because all the answers to all the questions were in that one story, but the only thing that got picked out was me saying, quoting a source, saying he's not sure whether he'll participate, when in fact the story said he's going to participate in the off-season program probably today, starting today, and that he'll be on the field next month. But there's no question that there have been issues between Coach Cowher and Cordell and that they've had to work from them.
Well, cutting right to the quick, the bottom line with Cordell Stewart is he's a big baby. He cries on the sidelines when the fans boo him. He's upset now because Coach Cowher benched him because he played bad, and he's not going to come in and work out. Well, the reality of the situation is he's never come in to work out. A couple years ago, Mike Tomczyk said he's lazy, doesn't watch enough film, and who'd the Steelers reprimand? Mike Tomczyk for telling the truth. Cordell Stewart thinks he's already reached what it takes to be a good NFL quarterback. Clearly he hasn't. The Steelers are one of only four NFL teams to not make the playoffs for 3 years, And that's happened on Cordell's watch. I think the guys like 7-Up never had it, never will.
Well,
and I honestly believe...
I think you're wrong when you said he never had it. I saw him have it in 97 when Chan Gailey was there, and they were...
He had it 1 year.
Yeah. Yes, the blind squirrel acorn year.
Mike Mularkey, our new offensive coordinator, I think Mike Mularkey's done some pretty good things with Cordell this offseason. He's made a couple of trips to visit Cordell, and my understanding is that he has really embraced him, and that's one reason why Cordell is showing up for the offseason program and going to be on field next month to do those things. But listen, there's no question that Cordell Stewart has something to prove, but so do the Steelers because, as you mentioned, they haven't been in the playoffs, and it's not all on the quarterback.
Morton, I defer to your judgment, but let me ask you a question. Should the offensive coordinator have to go find the quarterback? Isn't it the mountain going to Muhammad?
No, I don't think he should. No, I mean, listen, but we don't know. Maybe they talked on the phone, and maybe it was Mike who said, look, I want to come down there and visit with you. Maybe it was Mike Mularkey who told him, I really want to go visit. I want to visit with you on your turf and be alone with you. I don't know. We really don't know what is taking place. But I agree with you. Listen, the quarterback, when you have a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback coach, which they haven't had since 73, I think the quarterback should do everything in his power to make this thing work because this is, in essence, starting a new era within an era.
The bottom line for the Steelers is, yeah, Cordell did have that good year. Then defenses learn what to do, keep him in the pocket, make him read.
Well, but they've also, listen, you go back to see what they had on the roster in 97 in terms
right.
of who was blocking, who
Absolutely.
Was receiving, who was running. Of course, they've had Jerome Bettis. And who is coordinating as well, and then take a look at everybody who's been subtracted during that time. And I can tell you there's a lot of answers right there.
Yeah, and it looks like, I mean, looking at the surrounding cast around Cordell, it just doesn't seem to me that they're going to reach the promised land with Cordell at the quarterback position.
Well, it may not, but one of the problems with this era, and everybody, listen, there are a lot of towns in the NFL who are complaining about their quarterbacks. And the reason why you're not going to have Joe Montana, unless Peyton Manning does it, and some of these other greats in terms of how they perform at a high level over years because of free agency. When you keep subtracting players, offensive linemen and receivers and coordinators every year with the turnover that goes on, quarterbacks must have stability around them, and this league does not have any stability in it right now.
No question. Mort, we always appreciate it. Thank you so very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mort.
Chris Morton.